Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to Nacho Fitness Coach,
the podcast for people who kind of want to get healthy, but also really want to go lay down.
I'm Sarah, personal trainer and recovering perfectionist.
And I'm Kaylee, fitness newbie, realist, and professional nap enthusiast.
We don't have six-pack abs or a 10-step morning routine,
but we do have opinions and microphones.
We're not delusional.
We're just determined.
Let's get into it. Okay, so we did a thing, and no, it's not another bad idea from Kaylee.
Debatable, but this time it turned out amazing. We made downloadable guides from Nacho Fitness Coach.
They're the perfect mix of fitness-ish and unfiltered chaos. Here's what's inside. The Crap Fitness Told You, the No BS Myth-Busting Guide, Quit Being a Little Bitch, the 30-Day Challenge to Build Habits,
Workouts That Don't Suck, Fast Workouts That Don't Make You Miserable, and Feed Yourself, Damn It, A Simple Meal Plan for Real People. And because we know you love options, boom, bundles. The half-ass option, the BS-free basics, and our crown jewel, literally everything you need except willpower.
Find them all at nachofitnesscoach.com. Download instantly, print them, tape them to your fridge, whatever works.
Or just let them collect digital dust like everything else you've ever downloaded. We don't judge much. Welcome back to Nacho Fitness Coach. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
You're just always great.
I know.
I saw a TikTok today that was saying, like, no matter what, like, if somebody asks how you're doing, just it's always positive, always positive things. Because the more positive you are, the more positive you attract.
Yeah, you're putting that into the universe. Have you not read The Secret?
I haven't. Is it a book?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll read The Secret. I've got enough of my own secrets.
Just talks about putting the energy out into the universe because whatever you give it, you're going to get back. And so it's just how the power of positive thinking and thoughts, and it does make a difference.
I'll work on that.
Yeah, you should.
Thank you. All right. Today's stuff I don't give a shit about.
Okay.
This one kind of harkens back to a couple episodes ago as well. These are all starting
Why
to get
are they all tied together?
I don't know. They're all getting a little bit related. I guess I have a...
You need to get a little bit more creative.
I have a genre of stuff I don't give a shit about. So today's is reusable shopping bags.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I seriously have, I think, like 30 of them, and I always forget to take them in. So then I end up with either...
Well, but now I do delivery.
Yes.
And...
Yeah.
But even when I didn't, you know, you have them, you get them. I don't know where I got them from, but they're all just hanging on a hook in my pantry.
Yeah, I have a lot of them too.
So we don't care.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I tried.
Maybe if we lived in like more of a progressive.
Like California, where it's like required.
Yeah, some states it's.
I don't even think last time I was visiting my aunt, went to Target. Like, I don't even think there was. An option for the plastic bag. It was like,
so what do they do then there for like delivery?
You had to buy the reusable bags? I don't know. Actually, that's a really good question. Maybe they take it in like totes and then just dump the items on your front door.
Oh, it'd be so annoying.
I don't know. That's a really good question. Or they charge you for it. Maybe they just say it comes with. But still, then you would end up with like a plethora of.
Yeah. Well, when I did the grocery pickup, it gave me the option because I didn't get delivery out to my house till like a few months ago from Walmart.
Yeah.
But when I would do the pickup, it would give me the option of I'm bringing my own bags or use plastic bags. But I think some places it'll charge you.
So then do you have to wait for them to put your bags
in the back of your trunk or your whatever.
And they'll
whatever.
Come grab them and then you have to wait for them to bag them.
They bag them up in your reusable grocery bags.
This is not a very efficient process.
It's just really not. And I get it.
Do you? I mean, because I put those plastic bags to use.
I do too.
They're my trash can liners.
We reuse them.
So it's not
so
like
I'm doing my part.
Trash them. They.
So I'm not a complete.
So speaking of things that are like reusable that people will assume sometimes that are just single use.
Yeah.
So I think maybe all the NFL stadiums or a lot of the NFL stadiums like this past football season.
Yeah.
This current. Well, when's this episode going to come out? Like this current whatever this season. The Chiefs Arrowhead went to reusable beer glasses versus the single use mm-hmm. cups. They are like the big plastic stadium cups that you get from like everywhere. And oh my gosh, the comments online were absolutely to die for because they were like, what do you mean single use? This is gets used every day in my cabinet at home. Like, wait, you're going to take these away from us because we literally have stacks. And if I open up our cabinets, we have stacks of stadium cups that we use for everything. And so that was the best part were the comments that people were like, why are they considering these single use? I use them every day in my kitchen at home. Like they're not single use.
So they were like, what, like the hard plastic?
So now they're like a harder plastic and they have these bins all over in the stadium. They're like, here, return your reusable glass here. Well, what's funny is apparently they didn't do like the best job getting the memo out because my husband went to the first game of the season with a friend.
Yeah.
And he was like, look at these cool new cups that the stadium is giving. I was like, those are the reusable ones he was like, oh, I wondered why they look different.
It says right there on the cup, please return this cup to a reuse bin.
It ended up in our house. It was like,
oh my god.
Yeah, so anyways, all those things where people are like, oh, this is single use, like what a waste. And then everyone, including our household.
These are the bins.
It was like, this is not single use. You need to get the memo. We use these cups, these stadium cups, and because we've got a whole, probably two big stacks from the Royals games. We've got stacks from Memorial Stadium for Huskers games. We've got stacks from Chiefs games and they're like really big, nice, like plastic cups.
Yeah.
And yeah, people were just having a fit because they're like, don't you dare call these single use cups. And you always see people too, or a lot of times, like little kids or whatever, they'll walk down the aisles mm-hmm. after the game and you'll see people walking out with a stack of these cups. You know, people had left them behind or they weren't going to take them or whatever. And like, people take them, they don't probably really end up in the trash can. So, anyways, little plastic bags are trash liners in our house.
Yeah, I do.
We use the stadium cups a lot.
I reuse the bags. We use them for the little bathroom trash
and
whatever.
They're perfect for that.
That's what under my sink is for. Actually, I don't put them under my sink. I have like a antique hutch that has like a pullout.
And you throw them in there?
Yeah, we just stuff them in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm a bad person.
I'm not a good person about using the reusable totes for grocery shopping. Now, they're really great for, say, stuffing a bunch of stuff in. Like, hey, we're running out to the car and I'm packing snacks. I need a few jackets because they're kind of like oversized.
Yeah.
And then you just, you know, throw it and like go. But to actually reuse them for shopping.
Well, then like the actual one, like the reusable ones, then we'll use for like, those come in handy too. I use them for some stuff.
Yeah, yeah, but not for grocery shopping.
Bags or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Last Halloween, my poor daughter, I took her. It was just me and her trick-or-treating. And we went with some friends. And we got home and I was like looking at her stash and I'm like, you know, the haul. I'm like, I feel like we went to more houses than what like candy she has. Something's not adding up here. And she had like a Halloween candy size hole in the corner of the bag. I'm pretty sure she lost a lot of candy.
Oh no. It just was like coming out the back side.
It was like the seam was just like ripped open and it was like,
oh, she left
that
a trail
big.
Everywhere she went.
And the best part is because we doubled back to get back to the car. We like walked back the way that we had already trick or treated up. And, you know, it's Halloween. Like I was seeing so much candy like in the street and she'd be like, can I pick that up? I'm like, no, we don't pick up candy off this. Probably half of it was hers.
All of it was probably hers. Not even half of it. poor child lost all of her hard work.
She doesn't know. I didn't say.
She did see the hole,
but I didn't
put it together for her.
No.
That's probably good. So what's this
episode about?
So I found a post that was from, I'm probably gonna slaughter his name, I don't know, Alex Theme Fitness. And he must have a podcast because he talks about this.
Everybody has a podcast.
I know. Anybody, it's really not that big of a deal. Anyone can push record.
Oh, yeah.
And
nobody can do it as well as we do.
Well, duh. So, anyways, he must have had this Dr. Lauren Colenso Semple.
Okay.
On as a guest. And she must be a, like, women's specialist, hormone specialist, menopausal specialist.
Oh, okay. We're doing this again.
And anyways, it was probably a little bit about what we've maybe talked about before, but it was kind of like in a new kind of way.
A new spin.
It was a slightly new spin women. That I thought was interesting and worth discussing and just talking about. So okay. Here's, it's like, you know, a little slideshow or whatever. It says women are being sold complexity disguised as empowerment.
Yeah.
Cycle syncing, menopause protocols, and hormone fixes. Here's the science-backed truth from my conversations with this Dr. Lauren Colenso Semple. So, because I feel like it has popped up, like, this idea of, like, cycle syncing.
Yeah, I was kind of looking into it the other day. It was actually somebody, like, laying out, like, how you should work out, which is, that's what cycle syncing is. Like, how you should work out through each phase.
Yeah.
And really the only one that was, like, lift heavy was ovulatory phase.
The rest, so you're only, like, supposed to lift the heavy,
the,
like,
luteal phase and the, yeah. It's like, take it easy. Do some yoga or Pilates.
We just had that episode about mental health load.
Yeah.
You know, I want to just throw this in there then, yeah, too, right? Sure. Like, because why not? Why don't we just make now exercise, like, more complex? Yeah. Like, and I have no doubt, like, people have different symptoms as they go through their cycle.
For sure.
Some get really tired. Some get headaches. I mean, and it can vary or, like, whatever. Symptoms vary. Mm-hmm. But listen, I mean,
so it's,
if,
like,
you
should
feel,
be like,
fine,
an
you should do so your, like, workouts, right?
Not the rule.
So anyways, so this is kind of his spiel, okay, if you will. So cycle syncing is more marketing than science. Duh. Somebody's trying to sell you something. Somebody's trying to make you feel like you're broken so that you feel like you have a problem and you need their little program, or you need their supplement.
That being a woman is a problem.
You are just one fixed. You are one big problem. Just send us your money for $49 a month and just follow what we tell you to do, and it's going to be all fine. So it's this marketing strategy. It's more than science. Women don't need to radically change their training based on their menstrual cycle. And so the evidence just doesn't support it. Okay. So now it moves on then to menopause, which I feel like some of this also applies to men. Maybe not the cycle syncing part of it, but hormones change for both men and women over time. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have different stages in life,
sure,
where you feel like whatever, like, especially if you're, like, less in testosterone than maybe you used to be. Okay, fine. Like, we get it.
Right.
It's men and women. Okay. So what works in, like, perimenopause still works, or premenopause still works in peri and post. Same thing with, like, hormonal changes in men. Well, there's three now, apparently.
God, how do I know where I'm at?
I don't. Is peri and post the same thing? Because there's, like, a slash.
Peri and...
Or is it when you're in the middle?
What is postmenopause?
Well, you're done. Like, you don't have your cycles anymore. So you're postmenopausal.
That's just menopause.
Well, that's what I thought so, too.
Right. Like, menopause doesn't just happen in one day and then you're done with it.
No, no.
So there's pre,
peri,
there's and pre post. And then peri. I thought peri was just pre.
Well, he says it's pre, different.
Peri,
so
peri, menopause, and postmenopause. And then you're just dead.
But, like, peri slash postmenopause. So maybe that term's used interchangeably.
Peri and post are two different things.
They are.
Perimenopause is before menopause. That's when you're, like, coming into.
But that's not premenopause then?
Well, that's what I'm asking you. But perimenopause.
Or is one
comes,
like, during?
Perimenopause comes pre. Like, that's, like.
Is it pre, during, and then post?
These are the questions I have. I don't know. I mean, as of, like, 5 years ago, I thought there was just menopause. I didn't
well, that's
know.
True too. Well, see, so it is just all marketing.
Oh my God.
Trying to market you to have to think you've got to do something different.
Piss on a stick or something?
You really, listen, here's his whole spiel.
Okay.
Same rules apply. It doesn't really matter what stage you think you're in or what you're being marketed to or like how people make you feel like you're broken.
Okay.
Same rules apply. Exercise and a nutritious diet with adequate protein and fiber.
Oh, well, maybe we should start telling people.
Oh my God, we just learned something new today.
This is brand new information. Wow,
this is wild. I mean, we're 3 years into this podcast and I've never heard that before.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Oh, that blew my mind.
It doesn't matter. Okay, so with that, we're going to take just a quick little ad break.
For more content, follow us on TikTok at Nacho Fitness Coach.
Okay, we're back. The rules apply. Forget thinking that you're broken. Forget thinking you've got to do some super fancy, like watch and wait, like whatever, that your hormones are ruling your life. Because the same rules apply. Exercise, nutritious diet. Make sure you're having enough protein and fiber. Now, menopause-related symptoms or like cycle-related symptoms or life changes along the way may make some things harder, but it doesn't change the basics. But we also talked about that too recently. We're like different stages and phases of life. Like I went from making my protein shakes every day to buying the pre-made ones, like just for a little bit of something different. That's also not new.
Yeah.
Like you were kind of having to do that already anyways. Okay. So now he brings up, what about women's lifting programs? Which I'm like, yay. Again, we're starting to talk about females needing to lift. And I like that a lot. Wait, men and women don't need to Okay.
Try again.
I'm going to start over.
Did you just have a stroke?
Maybe. I think maybe something's like... Okay. Men and women don't need drastically different exercise programs.
Yeah.
A program should fit your goals, time, and preferences, which...
Yeah.
I feel like we've been saying that all along. Try to cut through all the things that are being marked.
It's just more simple. Fun and exciting and sexy. People feel like, oh, I can't... To give them an excuse. I can't do this because of this. And that's
it's all just excuses. It's really super simple. The basics always apply. So beyond that, the same principles for muscle growth apply regardless of male or female, right? Complexity sells, simplicity delivers. So you're just being sold to. If you feel like you're some complex problem, or you're trying to like pinpoint one specific thing that's like setting you back, it's not.
We've heard it. I know you and I have both heard it from people we know in our real life of why they can't do this or do that. And
it's just excuses.
It is.
Every single time. And it's, I mean, that is honestly like there are days that I miss one-on-one training because I loved building the relationships with people. I love seeing the progress. I love seeing like, you know, when things start clicking, right? But what I don't miss is that just that side of it where it's just...
People just making excuses.
Excuses.
Because you're giving them good information that you know is good information.
It's the information that it takes.
Yeah.
But people just don't want to hear it.
Right.
And I don't really know why. I just don't. I don't get it. I don't understand how we've gotten so far that it's like the truly healthy, simple things are like so unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right. They just want the quick fix or something. I don't really get it.
I don't know. I don't know how we got here. But.
Okay. So this focus on hormones makes things more complicated. It makes you feel like you couldn't possibly figure it out by yourself. Right. So again, we're creating complexity.
Yeah.
It's what they're selling you something. So here are the red flags to look out for. Fear-based messaging, which I feel like is always your big one. Like you key on that really super fast in anyone's posts.
Yeah.
Everything you knew was wrong. Now it's this newfangled thing. Now you just need to take this one pill.
Yep.
You've got to get creatine from this specific place.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is.
Interesting one.
Blocking researchers who raise questions about your viewpoints.
Yeah.
Overemphasis on supplements or one specific diet, and anything that ends in a sales pitch.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why it's given you kind of like the, okay, you know, like you don't need the $500 worth of supplements that right. get shipped to you every single month. Like focus on basic stuff. Uh-huh. Oh, and one last thing. If it feels confusing, it's probably not helping. The basics mm-hmm. work. If someone's telling you about their specific protocols, ignore it. Your time and energy are better spent on focusing on the simple stuff.
Huh.
Oh, wow. Isn't wow. that? You know, sometimes I have moments where it's like, you see all that stuff out there and you're like, okay, am I missing like something? Like me personally,
as right.
like a person in this industry,
right.
I'm like, okay, maybe I'm missing out on something. Maybe what I've thought all along is like not right. Maybe yeah. the one thing I've coached all along is like off base yep. somehow. And then it's just, it's reassuring.
Yeah.
To be like, okay, yep, nope, it's still just sales. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, because at the end of the day, when you look at it, I mean, you really don't need to spend any money to be healthy.
No. No, because sleep is free.
Right.
Stress management is free.
Right.
Water is free.
Right.
You can do body weight stuff.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure everyone knows enough about lunges, squats, handstands. Think of all the things you used to do as a kid. Somersaults.
Are we supposed to be doing handstands?
I mean, it's turned out to be something that was working in your house. But it's like you look at something that doesn't need to cost you anything.
Mm-hmm.
You work on just making your body do things.
Mm-hmm.
Getting
dang,
up off the floor.
I did body weight squats the other day. Because remember, I was having that hamstring. Yeah. I was like, I'll just do body weight squats. I was like, dang. These are effective.
Oh, they can be. Absolutely. You do enough of them.
Yeah.
Like, if you just do one, maybe not. Right. But if you're doing enough.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, one actually workout, like, that I think works really well for body weight squats is they're called Tabatas. And I don't know if we've really actually ever talked about them, but there's 8 rounds.
You made me do it right here in the studio.
Oh, that's true. That we did it for the wall sits.
I did it right here.
It wasn't its own episode. We did work that in then. Okay. The wall sit.
The wall sit episode.
But we didn't do all 8, though. We just did, like, 4.
Yeah, I think you only had me do, like, half of them.
So a true Tabata is 8 rounds. It takes you 4 minutes because you have this pattern,
mm-hmm.
right? And so you do it for, like, I think it's 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off, 20, yeah, 10, 20, like 10, 20, 10.
And it hurt.
You can do body squats on a timer and then rest.
I think you were having me do body or the static or, like.
It was the wall sits.
No, we did wall sits. That's how we started the episode, just being silly goose
fun doing okay.
wall sits. And then we didn't really have anything else to talk about.
That's true. I made you an impromptu
workout.
You like
made me do this workout. But that's I think right. you had me do like
squats,
pulse.
Oh, the squats. Pulses. I mean, you can do sprints that way too. Like you can mm-hmm. sprint for 20 seconds, or even if you're not sprinting yet, but like you could jog for 20 seconds and then walk for the 10 and jog. And so there are songs too that you can download that are Tabata based yeah. songs that just have like a rhythm and a beat, and it'll tell you when to start and stop and start and stop. So exercising can also be simple and free.
Can be.
If you just purchase Whole Foods, you're having to choose to buy something anyways. Right. So you just have to make different choices.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily more expensive stuff either. It depends on what you're picking, but that's pretty simple. So I'm just, yeah, I'm really confused as to why
it has become what it's become. I mean,
yeah.
it's because it's an industry, because it's because capitalism in America, and we are where we are. And I don't know. I just hate to see kind of people get sucked into a lot of that stuff. And I know, I remember like we talked about now, especially with the GLP-1s and the weight loss medications and just, you know, because now you have it's like the supplement GLP-1, which is not a thing.
Right. Yep.
You can't buy it from your, you know,
no,
Trisha.
Can't pop it in a pill.
Trisha down the street.
Nope. It's not
MLM style. So,
but yeah, I mean, yeah, it is a very interesting thing.
It's just
don't make it more complicated than what it is. The basics work. It doesn't really matter what stage of life you're in, what age of life. And now we all are starting from different points.
Sure.
So what might work for me versus you versus somebody just starting is maybe different, but it doesn't have to cost you anything.
It's really
not that hard.
As long as you recognize, because I mean, there are certain things that, you know, I set out to buy adjustable dumbbells. It was something that I wanted for me, but it's not like I didn't have any other options to work out.
Right.
You know, some people like to spend their money on expensive gym clothes.
Yep.
It just makes them feel good and motivates them, like whatever, but it, obviously not necessary.
Right. Yep.
You can still work out.
And
you have variety
push-ups,
t-shirts.
You can find something to hang from, like a monkey bars at the local playground. Like we talked about a few episodes ago that, you know, people don't sprint enough anymore and don't
we just quit
jump.
Playing
we can
stop
playing.
Playing
just go to the playground
and play
and play
just go play
just go play just skip just jump just somersault
be a kid.
Roll be go be a kid and you'll be surprised how much it'll probably like hurt a little bit.
Remember
right?
A while back there was like the TikTok trend going around, it was like grown men like frolicking in a meadow. So great. They were so happy.
So it's like so middle makes age. You laugh. It's just fun. Whatever makes you smile. Just like, enjoy
why
it.
Why and when did we quit doing this?
I don't know.
Why don't we frolic in meadows?
We should still frolic.
We should wake
just
up
like
every
kids.
Day and frolic.
I have moments where I will stop and look at my children, something that they're doing. Like clearly a song came into their head and they just start busting it out. Or like their erratic behavior. And you just are like, what if we never outgrew that?
I know.
And we just were all walking around all the time, still doing that.
I remember like when my kids were little, they would have like just a crazy dance party right before bed. And I'm just like, what if we just all ended our day with a dance party?
Did you just not join in on that then?
Well, I was usually recording them. So yeah, I would join in from time to time. But I'm just like, what? So how whimsical.
Oh my gosh.
Just end your day with a dance party. Like, why are we not doing
that? Why
not?
It should still be a thing. Well, speaking of too, being young and keeping young, I brought up again the sprinting and the jumping, right? And how it can just reverse osteoporosis and all the simple things. So it's funny because I was actually came across a post from Runner's World, which is a running magazine.
I
just in case that you didn't like know.
Thank you for clarifying.
Do you follow Runner's World?
No.
I mean, you're kind of a runner a little bit. Okay. So Runner's World posted this. And so I thought it actually kind of tied into all of that. It's a picture of like a lady because track and field has master's levels and stuff. And so she's 92.
Oh my God. That's how old Jeremy's grandma is.
But read what that says.
Italian sprinter has the muscle cells of a 20-year-old. It's online, so it's got to be true.
It's got to be true. And it's Runner's World. But it's what can we learn from her about aging? And so, like, I have actually seen cross-sections of thighs of a 20-year-old man. A 60-year-old man that it does triathlons versus somebody that's been really super sedentary and how you can just see the atrophy in your muscles. Mm-hmm. And so this I thought was interesting because it's like we had just talked about sprinting. We had just talked about the power of it. And it doesn't have to be a lot where you're like killing yourself, but like that constant just kind of like those that pounding and that pressure and putting your muscles to it. So anyways, there we go. So there's just another reinforcement for it. So move your body somehow. Get a little higher intensity.
Yeah.
Fuel your body.
Move your body until you, because if
moving.
You don't, you're not going to be able to.
Yeah. Just never stop. And if you aren't doing it a lot right now, then start just a little bit.
Just do it.
And it doesn't really matter whether you are in postmenopause, perimenopause, premenopause, whatever.
All the pauses.
Your hormones don't rule you.
Right.
So there we go. That's it. That's all I had.
That was very insightful. I appreciate your wisdom and things.
I have moments where I feel like kind of broken record sometimes.
Well,
but it all comes back to that. So I don't understand.
What else are we going to do? Like what? We're not going to like flip our messaging.
It is what it is.
Like what?
Just keep hammering away.
Just keep going.
Just keep going.
I mean, we're on what? Episode 763.
Saying the same thing.
Saying the same damn thing every episode.
I don't know why anyone's not listening anymore, but
are people listening?
I don't think so. It's okay. We're not here for that. So anyways, that's it. That's all I got for you for today.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Until next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to head over to our Instagram at Nacho Fitness Coach and let us know how you feel about the topic. Do you love it or hate it?
Also, don't forget to hit that subscribe or follow button wherever you're listening. And if you like our podcast, leave us a rating. See you next time.
You've been listening to Euphony Innovative's Sonified.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.